This is a HeadGum Original.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the HeadGum Podcast, the last episode of the calendar year, or the first of the... Let me look at my calendar for a second. This is the first episode of the new year.
Wow.
January 1st, 2021.
Gonna be
different.
Welcome
to the show. First time guests, Jake Hurwitz, Sam Shackle, and Angie Garcia.
Hello.
Bravo. Well, I've been here before.
Can we clap for ourselves?
Jake, you've been on before?
Yeah, I've been on like 3 or 4 times, I think. I mean, yeah, I've been on a lot. I've been on a decent amount.
No, that does ring a bell. I was wondering, sometimes I get
ring
like, is it If I Were You? Is it the HeadGum Podcast? Is it Review? At a certain point, it all
No, you had me on. You like did a weird bit about like my salary and how much money I make or some really uncomfortable
and
shit.
How much do you make?
I don't want to get into it, Jeff.
All right. We'll figure it out. It'll be like a round robin later on. Sam and Angie, do you guys want to just talk a little bit about, introduce yourself to the listeners? This show started as an inside look at the business side of the network, and now it quickly became not that, but people are interested in what goes on behind the scenes. It's obviously a lot of work, and you guys do most of it. So do you want to talk about just your positions and you know, et cetera, et cetera?
Sure. Angie, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. So Sam and I both started at the end of August. I am an account executive on the West Coast, so I'm in Santa Monica, and I handle all of the advertising sales for our network, and my clients are all the West Coast clients. So Micah does East, and I do West.
And I'm Sam. I am the client services and ad campaign manager. I work on the West Coast with Angie, doing all things ad-related, and just activating on those campaigns.
Man, listen to that professionalism. It's cool to have professionals on the network. Right?
It really is. I was about to say that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to like
had that.
No, totally. Like, you're a joke. It's so cool that we have like just like real serious people working at HeadGum. I love it. I'm super
I love the second half of that sentence. And then just what was the first part again? Because I think it hurt my feelings.
I was just saying that I'm really excited to have Sam and Angie because they really know what they're doing. They know their stuff. I feel like you guys are elevating the network to a really cool place, and Jeff sucks. That's like kind of the
for sure. It's always like you slip it in, right? It's a Trojan horse every time. It's my ear playing tricks with me? And I'll just like, I get overtime therapy sessions where it's like, you know, obviously it's every Thursday night at 5 p.m.
I didn't know that.
It's obvious. Shackle knew that. But sometimes it's like, hey, do you have any other, you know, availability next week, right? Mm-hmm. Because Jake, I think, said something, but maybe he didn't.
Right. And sometimes you should start booking ahead of time, like just in case I say something, you know? Like Jake's going
to
say something.
That's what I've had to start doing.
All right, yeah.
And, cool. You know, and my therapist, she's great. She said, I'm taking 3 weeks off, right? For the holidays, mm-hmm. You know, we're recording this, we should say, on December 18th.
Right.
You know, Christmas and New Year's are about to happen. And she was like, I'll be back in January 14th or something. And she said, I was like, okay. And then she said, if there's an emergency, you have my number, you can call me. Mm-hmm.
This might have to be an emergency.
You're going to call the night.
Wow.
Right now.
That's an honor. We should have her guessed.
No.
Oh, God.
That crosses so many boundaries.
I'd love to interview you about Jeff, actually.
It's you and one-on-one. I don't even know if I should be saying her name. Ferris, maybe bleep it out.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, even when I asked her, like, last night, I was like, well, what would you do if you were in my shoes? And she's like, I don't think I can say that. I'm like, you're right. Anyway, you guys in therapy, or?
No,
I'm not.
But... I feel like it's
so you've
great,
already
though.
Been fixed.
So Jeff, just you. So,
sometimes I feel like I could.
Jake, just me?
Yeah, not me. But if you're curious, try BetterHelp. That's BETTERHELP/
they
were
never
you.
Ask
with
you
a
to
P.
Spell it all out. No, /review. Yeah,
No. /goat show. All right.
Do you guys know that? Or I guess I know Angie and Sam, you probably know, but Jake, that the coupon code for this show is is what's that?
I sent that to Marika the other day and was like, is this even for one of our shows? Because I've never heard this before. She said it's a running joke and I would love to be in on it.
It's you'll catch on. Oh, okay. And if not, I'll tell you at the end.
Okay.
But yeah, you guys started in August. How has it been being onboarded? You can obviously speak freely. Don't be scared because Jake is here.
I'm 100% not either of their boss. They know.
I don't even know the structure.
Neither do I.
But yeah, how has it been? How has it been starting at this company in general, but then also remotely?
It's there's definitely, yeah it's different. Because we do so many Zooms, or at least I do with my team, I feel like I know people even though I've never met them in person. And everyone's like really available all the time. So that's good. But I feel like the whole client side, that's a little weird. Because normally in sales, you're meeting with your clients, you're meeting the agencies, you're entertaining, that kind of stuff. And I feel like there's a disconnect there. But other than that, it's been great. And I guess it's nice to have the flexibility of being home. I've never had a job working from home. So it's a change. But I feel like it's working. I mean, it's the new norm. So
yeah.
Yeah.
The new normal. The motto of 2020. Yeah, I would agree. I think like the flexibility is nice. The reachability of everybody is nice. It is kind of weird not being able to like turn around and talk to somebody in an office necessarily. And like Angie, it's so interesting. Like, I feel like I know you guys, however, we've never met in person. So I think it's so funny to think about like the first day we're all actually back at the HeadGum office will be,
oh my God,
quite a trip, I'm sure.
That's going to be,
it'll be a new office too. It'll be as new to us as
you
it
guys.
Is to you.
Yeah.
A new normal office. But that is like HeadGum, I think legit, nice. It doubled in size. Like HeadGum doubled in
it's
size.
It's huge now.
During the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So we've hired like five new people that I've never, ever met in person, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I know. It's like,
but really cool for the company, like to be in the middle of this and be hiring new people as a testament to your ownership, Jake.
my stewardship of this
Kiss
company.
Up.
That's a promotion.
You're
that's right.
Fired, actually.
Listen, Jake's not even in charge.
No, I'm going to talk to whoever it is. All right.
give Sam a raise. She said some things that made me feel good about me.
Jeff's leadership too, of course, you know.
I'm the like the tiny hole at the bottom of a ship and like people can't figure out what's going wrong, but it is sinking very slowly.
Yeah.
But surely. Yeah, it's exciting. I remember, I mean, I was really excited when you guys came on. And we should preface that I'm a freelancer at the company. Like I'm not there in terms of structure. I'm not in the structure. But I was still very excited when you guys came on because it's so. And the one thing that I will give you really good, a lot of credit for, Jake, and also Marty and Amir and Cohen.
No, mostly me. But go on. Go on.
I mean, you just even said that you weren't in charge of their team.
I said I wasn't their boss, but I didn't say I wasn't the boss. You know, there's a difference. Yeah.
There's been also a weird kind of like the B story of the sitcom of this year is like Marty's seemingly changed his title from co-founder to CEO.
I noticed that in his email signature as well.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it wasn't cleared with anyone. anyone can change their email signature. You can give yourself a promotion or a demotion as you see fit.
Really?
Yeah, you just change your email signature, man. Whatever you want to do.
Just give me a second.
Yeah, we should all just do it and see how quickly Marty notices. Yeah.
CDO, Chief Dumbass Officer.
That's good.
But yeah, I was very excited, and the thing that I think HeadGum just finds good people, or good people find HeadGum, or vice versa. So it's grown, but there aren't any bad eggs. You know, I'm constantly on the lookout for bad eggs.
Or someone that's like the hole in the ship or something.
Yeah, the hole in the ship. Exactly.
As
right,
it were.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, there's always one at a company. But at HeadGum, I look around, I'm like, I don't see anybody who's kind of bringing us down.
Yeah.
And that's nice.
And well, you did sort of just infer that it was Danny. So
I'd like to know where that's
sellers.
Going.
There's something about sellers. Maybe it's that he's like, you know, he's in Chicago, so there's no one else even in the ether around him.
Oh, that's interesting.
But like, even when he comes on this show, it's like, are you trying to sabotage this shit?
That's interesting you say that, because one, I've listened to Danny's episodes of this show, and I think he's quick-witted, he's funny, he's very generous to you, like, you know, through your bits. I think he adds a lot And aside from that, he's doing an incredible job at work. So it's really...
Right, right.
Yeah. So if you have a problem with sellers, I think you should call because the problem's with you.
We just did... yeah, I can talk about it because the episode's already out by the time this comes out. But we did a year of best of review episode where it's kind of modeled after Comedy Bang Bang where, the fan favorites improv bits that we've done end up on there. And Jake, I'm happy to say that you made the choice.
Whoa.
Your and Amir's episode was number one.
Wow. That's amazing.
And in that episode, Amir did the bit where he was like, if after therapy you did that, then your therapist sucks. It's like one of the quotes of the year.
That's so funny.
But yeah, so Sam and Angie, you're based in LA. Mm-hmm. Jake, you're in New York.
Correct.
You just showed us an amazing view.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wax, kind of talk amongst yourselves.
about our locations?
Locales, maybe some recommendations. What are your favorite spots? I had a fun conversation with my roommates in October, and I was like, hey, what are your guys' usual spots? Mm. Do you guys have usual spots? You don't have to give them away.
Yeah.
Restaurants, cafes, coffee shops, bars.
Angie and I used to work in tourism, so I feel like this is our is my thing.
Sell
this is,
LA
my favorite
right now.
Thing.
Yeah. And we also used to work together. So Sam's really one of the only people I've met in person.
By the way, that's one of the crazy stories of you guys being hired. We interviewed both of you guys, never knew that you knew each other.
Are you kidding?
Which honestly, I thought it was a package. That's so funny to me because so Angie and I, when we were applying for jobs, had been in touch the whole time throughout the process. And for some reason, this is the one job that we were I submitted an application there yesterday without talking about it previously. And then throughout the interview process, we were like, at what point do you think we'd say something? Do they know? Do they not know? We just had no idea.
I think after your second interview, we knew that you guys both worked at LA Tourism, but we're we had no idea how big that place is. We don't know if you guys or hate each other. We knew nothing.
Sat next to each other, good friends. Yeah. It's just so funny.
That's crazy.
Cut to Sam and Angie. It's like a Jake and Amir type web series where you guys sort of get irreverent.
Good Lord,
we hired arch nemesis.
That would be quite interesting, especially for how closely we work now.
So what are your guys' favorite LA haunts? Say it's no pandemic, Friday night. Yeah. What is the Shackle weekend? Take me Friday through Sunday.
Honestly, as far as weekends go, I feel like I forget how to do a weekend. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens when this is all over. Because my friends and I are I don't know what we do anymore. What is our life? You know?
We're gonna have to remember a weekend.
So right now it's just who delivers? What's interesting? You know?
That's true. Angie, can you remember a weekend? What were those?
Yeah.
What's a weekend like?
I can. For sure. I've lived in Santa Monica for years. So, and I'm definitely there's the east side and then there's the west side in LA. I'm definitely west side girl. Mm-hmm. I rarely make my way to the east side unless it's for something or when I work downtown.
The furthest east, aside from work, what's the furthest east you go? Just the vertical street? Or is it the 405?
No. Sometimes I go past the 405 because I have a few friends that
La Brea.
I have a few friends that live in West Hollywood, so that kind of area. But on the 10, the furthest I go, which if you don't live in LA, you're not going to know this, the furthest I go is probably La Cienega.
If you live in LA, though, you love this shit because I'm just eating it.
But the weekends, I would do either lunch or brunch or work out with friends and, but I also am a big, I don't know if you want to call it a weekend warrior where I was going out of town a lot on the weekends, little trips.
Right.
Oh my. So I was always honestly out of town. So this is the longest I've been in one place on the weekend in a really long time.
That was my favorite thing about living in Los Angeles was just everything you could do in California. Here's the LA tourism, but it's just incredible. The difference of places that you can go that are only a couple hours drive.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did you have a favorite weekend spot?
I would do Santa Barbara a lot. That's easy. Palm Springs is always a fun getaway, but it's more like for something. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And besides that, like now I'm actually getting to enjoy being at home and like exploring my new neighborhood and a lot of walking, a lot. Yeah, and I'm pretty close to the beach, so getting to do that more. So yeah. And it's always nice here.
What's funny is that you said you live in Santa Monica, you live on the west side, which, you know, it's like only like 10 miles from where I live to where you live probably, but that can be an hour and a half. And like, but the difference is, I don't know if I've already told you this or if I was talking about it to somebody else recently. There was a time when I was in college, I was living in Los Feliz for my last semester, and I was commuting for an internship to Santa Monica to the Water Garden.
Oh, yeah.
And that was an hour and a half there in the morning, hour 45 back, versus you just said that you worked downtown, and you can get downtown from Santa Monica in the morning because it's a reverse commute in like 20 minutes, right?
It's still bad, though, isn't it? It's, I mean, it's bad, but I don't understand where everyone is going on the 10 West.
I think because people...
I just don't get it. There's not that many businesses in Santa Monica, are there? I'm confused.
I think there are. I think way more people live on the east side and commute to the west side is what it seems like.
At least in the entertainment industry, I can't speak to a lot of other industries, but there are a lot of there's the casting offices there. There's production companies.
That's true.
There's a bunch of studios like out there Hulu, too. HBO.
Oh yeah. That's there's true. Like this, but man, it's awful. That's being on I remember like, I think the worst part was always just like seeing like on your navigation app, like you're going 18 miles. Like that's not that many miles. It's not that far.
Even like,
it's
five.
Like, yeah. It's like 2 hours.
It takes you like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I would drive for 5 hours with no traffic. That would be fine.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the sitting.
Just the sense that you're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's
awful.
I
used to commute in from the valley to downtown. And so I just had to wake up at the crack of dawn and like go in early so that I would miss everything. But then the way home was consistently like an hour and a half. And
really bad from the valley to down? I don't know that line.
Yeah,
it's really
bad.
Yes,
it's bad.
It is really bad. You go through like pretty much every hub of Los Angeles where there would be traffic because you know there's nothing in the valley, but like from the valley to downtown, everything's there, you know?
Yep.
So not ideal.
Awful.
Not ideal.
Yeah, it's interesting. And then New York. I've never lived in New York, Jake, but what's the worst... you know, commute part of that.
I mean,
Paris, cut this out.
Sorry, you asked me a question.
It's not an interesting question.
You
like, I want...
asked me a question and then, and say before, why would I even answer? You said, Paris, cut this out as you asked. By the way, I had some really interesting stuff on the Van Wyck prepared. Okay. I mean, God.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, I'm not going to wax on the Triborough Bridge anymore, but I had something for it. Yeah, I did. RFK to the Henry Hudson? Yeah, I did have something. Okay. I actually did have something.
You're smiling, but there's contempt in your eyes.
No, yeah, I know nothing. I mean, traffic is like bad here, but it's fine. It's not like Los Angeles traffic, like it makes you I would like be nervous when I knew that I had to drive somewhere. I know I don't ever feel that way here. Like,
that's fair.
I talked to Marty about you guys, because you guys were working at the IAC building on Sunset, right?
Yeah.
Marty told me once, because I still am a little bit, but less so. I used to be obsessed with Laurel Canyon history and real estate. Marty was like, yeah, we almost lived in Laurel Canyon, but it was like too expensive, or that you guys wanted to be east or something instead.
Yeah.
But like that would have been a really, really nice commute.
Yeah. I mean, we lived in Santa Monica for a month too. We were like for, I think almost 3 years, Jesus, maybe even more. Like we just lived in Airbnbs. We like just had duffel bags.
You guys were saying that you would just get really nice Airbnbs for these trips. That's,
yeah.
Is that cost effective?
That's the dream.
Yeah, it's not at all.
No, this was before we started HeadGum. We were like, okay, it's just the three of us. Like Marty sold me and Amir's podcast ads. We used that money to pay for nice places. And then we just still had other jobs. Like we had a podcast that just like, yeah, it was good while it lasted, but you know. This is also a different dream. It's nice to have a company of employees.
Stability.
Yeah, that's awesome. Healthcare, I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was definitely fun. But we really could like live anywhere. And we lived in Santa Monica for a little while and it was nice, but we never saw any of our friends. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I mean, Angie, you have friends out there, but like, do you see people on the East Side? That doesn't happen, right?
It's like an event to see yeah. them, you know?
It was like 3 months where we just saw literally no one. So like, you're either going to commute to work or commute to your friends. And we were like, we're never commuting to our friends. So that's why we just didn't end up getting a place in West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. I have so many friends that like moved to West Hollywood and Santa Monica, like further west, who moved there so that they could walk to bars, walk to restaurants, like do all these things. And now they're like, we're in a year lease and we cannot do anything. And we're paying to live in Santa Monica and our lives are ruined. And I'm like, sorry, bro. Like you picked the wrong time.
Yeah. Jesus.
I have this fantasy of moving to Topanga Canyon and like getting like a cabin up there with like two or three friends and like being close to surfing and like also just like living in a small town vibe.
Do you surf?
I'm not good at it.
Oh, but
yeah.
But you know. All right, cool. Yeah.
I'm on a board in water.
Nice. That's all it
That's
takes.
That's all I can
That's
really
surfing,
surf.
Baby.
He's boogie boarding. He's boogie boarding.
That's bobbing.
I'm trying to surf on a skimboard. But yeah, it's that nobody I know lives anywhere west of West Hollywood, I think.
Yeah. But you can be like, you could be a frontiersman. You can like be the person that makes people be like, you know, maybe I should live in Topanga Canyon.
But then I'd be working from home. Like, that's the thing. My chance to do it is now, mm-hmm. and I'm not. So like, once we move back, because the HeadGum office is probably going to be what? Silver Lake area?
Yeah, I'd imagine. Hollywood. I think it's going to end up being on the East Side.
Angie's
I'm
like,
so sorry. For that.
Sorry, yeah, Angie.
No, I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Angie's on the West Coast. Angie's going to be on the West Side office that she's
yeah,
in
yeah,
right
yeah.
now.
We'll add another address to the website.
I'm used to it. I was used to the commute.
Is Jeff playing a... Okay,
I was like, there's something happening.
It's a segment, I think.
Welcome to... Did you guys hear that music?
Yeah,
we did. Yeah, but my phone started doing something, or my computer started doing something weird.
Welcome to our first segment, Garcia or Crimea?
What?
This is a game of sorts. There's real cash involved, $50 for every right answer, $50 subtracted for every wrong answer. So you could end up being down $300, or you could be up $300, or just...
Who do we if we're down?
This Jeff. Is everybody's favorite game where you decide, or I'm going to say a sentence, and you guys have to guess whether it's... And Angie has a slight, you know, inside track here. You have to guess whether it's a message that Angie sent me on Slack or a fact about the Crimean Peninsula.
All right.
What? Excuse and me.
All right.
What?
But Angie asked who the money is coming from or going, like who, so are you paying us if we win?
I front the cash. It's all over Venmo.
Okay.
But I'm hoping we strike some kind of balance where I only owe someone $50.
And if we
I'm
going
to go ahead and say, I've listened to this show before. I'm pretty sure there is no real money involved.
No, there is. Do you want me to show you Venmo receipts?
Oh my God.
Here we go. I just Venmo'd Marika on Tuesday.
There's no way.
How much?
How much? $50.
Oh, my God. All right.
So do I get
Angie,
to play?
You better hope.
You all get to play. Just buzz in by saying buzz. All right, here we go. Round one. We will be there.
Buzz.
Angie.
Garcia.
Oh, yeah,
correct.
That was today. That was literally
today.
All right, here we go. Round two. The Crimean Khanate, a vassal state of the Ottoman Empire, succeeded the Golden Horde and lasted from 1449 to 1783.
Buzz.
Damn, Sam.
I'm gonna go ahead and
yeah,
say
Sam.
That was not Angie.
Correct. All right, now I'm down $100 personally. This isn't going as well as I thought it would. All right, round three. Hi, we have a new advertiser called Podium who will be testing review.
Buzz.
Fuck.
Sam. Wait, who buzzed?
It was
Angie.
It was Angie.
Angie.
Yeah.
Garcia. I saw.
Correct. All right, $100.
$150 actually.
Angie. Jake.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's no. Sam got
right. 50. Sorry, so 150
so far,
total. You're out 150.
There's how
it's
do you
not
lose
a pot.
This game?
So far, Not
Jake hasn't even so tried.
I feel too bad for you.
That's how you lose.
I know. I feel like round, this is, oh God.
Round four. From 1853 to 1856, the peninsula was the site of the principal engagements
buzz,
of the
buzz,
Crimean War.
Buzz, yeah, Jake. Garcia. Okay, I'm gonna, I want to guess one wrong. I'm going to try to put some money
I
in your pocket.
You owe me $50. You owe me cash for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm going to give you $50. This is,
all right.
You, this podcast, you hosting a podcast for us shouldn't cost you money. And
it, it'll
it's
break
not
you.
Our
it'll
fault.
Break even.
I, will you?
Oh my God.
Round five. This one's tricky. No problem.
Buzz.
Angie.
Garcia.
Wrong.
How?
What?
There's no issues with the Crimean Peninsula.
Isn't it?
Back to 50.
Oh,
riddled with issues?
What's that?
Never mind.
All right, last round. This one's triple or
nothing. Triple or nothing?
So this is for $150, I think. Crimea became part of the Russian-Soviet Socialist Republic in 1921, and the Crimean Autonomous... Somebody please get this wrong on purpose. I can't be down $150. Which became part of the Soviet Union in 1922.
Does everyone feel too bad to buzz in?
I honestly do. I really do.
Well, it's just hard, you know, because I spent a lot of money on Christmas gifts for, like, my reps and my family and close friends of mine. I sent a really nice bottle of whiskey to Jake.
Fuck it. Buzz, Crimea.
Damn it!
That and a bottle of whiskey, baby. But you only owe me $100.
God damn it. All right. This is beyond fucked. Talk amongst yourselves. I have some money to send.
Please Jeez. Don't send me anything.
Please don't. Do not send me money. Is this what happens? Everyone just feels bad for you?
Yeah.
Jeff embarrasses God. Everybody about money at some point on this show.
Well, the last one was like, the last one that I listened to.
There's a lot of Angie Garcias.
Yeah, was like Danny and you asking facts about his hometown, which like clearly no one could win. But this was like taking candy from a child. Oh my God.
I resent the implication that I don't know what I'm doing here, Shackle. All right. Are we ready for our next segment?
Sure.
Yep.
Yep.
Welcome to Shackle or Nah. The only game show where you either throw the shackles off of something, a 2020 trend, or not.
Oh, okay.
So basically, I'm going to list some trends of 2020, and then you guys, this is not for points, it's not a game, it's just, it's a talking. It's
yeah,
talking
I mean, points. You'll have to pay us to do the segment, but we're in. I think we're all, maybe we
What's, name your price.
$1,000.
I don't have that.
All right.
$100 and a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
All right, cool.
All right. So yeah, I'm going to list some trends of 2020 and you guys say whether you're going to shackle them, like throw the shackles on them.
What does that mean?
Not.
Like, is that good or bad? Throw
yeah,
the
like,
shackles
you,
on
right,
them.
Like to keep it, to lock it down. It's cuffing season or as Sam says, shackle season.
I see.
I should have been saying that.
So locking it in shackle style, that's good. We like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's
if
just,
we like it.
Let's throw the name away. I just needed it to be a pun on something, and so I went with Shackle. Just keep it or not.
No, Shackle or not. I like Shackle or not.
Shackle or not. The game is Shackle or not.
Yeah.
The name of the game is Shackle
nah.
or not. Here we go. Adults on TikTok.
Ooh, nah.
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 Nah. All right, interesting.
I'm nah on TikTok altogether, so I don't think anyone should be on it.
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe it's because I'm only 23, but... I think it's fun, like, because when Amir joined TikTok, I was like, oh, this is, like, maybe this will actually become a thing. I don't want to just put content out for people who are under, like, 17.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And that was kind of the green light for me. It was like, oh, he's 38 or whatever, and, like, so I can be on here and not feel crazy.
Yeah. Amir being on the app made it cool. That's crazy. That's crazy.
God.
All right. What about being genuinely politically active instead of performatively politically active?
Mm.
Shackle it.
Sure.
Really?
being genuinely just like, politically active.
Yeah.
Virtue signaling for me.
Virtue signal.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Did I
post about it? Don't,
but don't
do
actually do it. Like, I'll be like, oh, yeah. Sign this petition, but like, I didn't sign it or some shit.
Then, no, I take that back 100%.
I understood it the other way, too.
No, you guys understood it the right way. I'm going against the grain.
Okay, then I'm putting it back.
You've cuffed and uncuffed this many times.
Cuffed, uncuffed, recuffed.
What about drinking more?
Ooh. Yeah, I'll shackle that.
Yeah.
But I think that you got to, I'm drinking more, but I'm drinking more varieties of things. Like I'm trying new stuff.
You mead?
I haven't tried mead yet, but I've been getting into wine.
Mm.
Okay. What kind of wine are you into?
That's
orange wine?
That's actually a little,
natural
it's
wine.
A little personal. Yeah, it's a little personal, Sam. That's just, we're not going to get
I
into
apologize.
It.
Okay? I
Earlier
apologize.
Earlier today, we were talking about the intimate structures within the company and your history of where you live.
Okay,
I like a Malbec,
and that's all I'm gonna say.
A Pinot Grigio.
That's my problem is that like I like wine now, but I still don't have the tool set or the vocabulary to know what I like. My liking wine is in its infancy, but I'm interested. I'm intrigued. Right. I want to explore more so I can talk about it. Right now, I just know I like red wine. That's it.
That's fair. Angie, Shackle, what are your thoughts? Are you guys drinkers? Are you not? Have you been drinking more? Have you not? But in general, Shackle or not?
Shackle. I mean, yeah. I normally don't drink during the week. I'm like a weekend or, you know, Thursday, Friday wine drinker. I'm a big wine drinker. That's pretty much all I drink.
Ooh,
Except if I go out to a restaurant, I like cocktails, but I'm not going to make a cocktail at home. At the beginning of quarantine, I was drinking a little too much. Now I've reined it in. I'm back to
everyone
normal.
Everyone was like, this is going to last two. When everybody thought it was going to last 2 weeks, I feel like
two
everyone
weeks.
Was like, drunk on a Tuesday. Like,
it's a vacation.
And then it was like, I probably should stop waking up hungover on Wednesday, you know?
Yeah. This is the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is what happened with LA tourism. Sorry, guys. Am I late? There's no meeting even happening.
Not quite.
I'm going to shackle. My roommate, George Saba, he is like a bartender. He loves making cocktails at home. And we started doing this thing where he was like, give me a vibe. Like, just say what you want or something. And I'll be like,
I like
okay,
that.
Fall, autumnal.
That's what we do.
He just made an entirely new cocktail. Because he kind of studies it like salt, fat, acid, heat with chefs. Because he's also a chef. And so he's like, I know the types of ingredients. Like, we need an acid. We need like the liquor. We need like a liqueur. And so he's like, he just builds it and then he brings it out to me in the living room and I'm like, this is amazing.
That's cool. Do you have the fancy ice?
I love
idea. Do you have the big cubes?
We don't yet. Oh, we do. We have like the big squares because we make them in trays. Yeah. But we also got a bar off Craigslist, like a cheap old bar and kind of made it look nice with some string lights. So like, that's kind of like what our living room is set up like now. And it's just, we had a lot of fun with it. So I think in terms of drinking more, like you, Angie, I wasn't like a cocktail at home guy, but now it's like I see the fun in it because you have a little bit of extra time, you know, without the commutes.
I think that I don't like a cocktail at home because mine tastes like a bar, dive bar cocktail, and I'm not into that. But if I had someone making cocktails for me, I'm sure I'd be drinking them.
That's the joy of a cocktail.
A resident bartender.
A cocktail is so good because it's handed to you and it's delicious and it's like a surprise. But like whenever I've made my own old fashions, I'm like stressed out, sweating a little bit. Like where's
it's chemistry.
Yeah,
what's
it's
a bitter?
Too,
it is. That's
it's
crazy.
Too much, and it never tastes as good.
Your roommate sounds like my boyfriend. Like, that's like my exact situation. He works in a restaurant also. He's a chef, but he like wants, that's the idea one day is for us to have our own restaurants. And he's like research and development on a Tuesday, you know, but it's all for a good cause one day. Hopefully we'll have a cool cocktail menu.
That's awesome. Yes. How has his experience been since he was actually fully in, you know, the service industry, the restaurant industry?
Like re-COVID or just generally speaking? Yeah. Okay. So he moved out here from Nebraska like March 13th. And if you think about to work in this restaurant, he literally moved out here probably 2 days before everything closed down.
That's truly the craziest timing I've ever heard.
That's insane.
That's the day I started quarantine.
Yeah, it was crazy. And so, I mean, that was like the whole plan. And so it took a couple months for them to even be like bringing on new staff at this restaurant. Cause he had connections with a chef of his when he was working out here years ago.
Is he working now in a restaurant?
So the restaurant that he works at closed for through the new year, which is like tentative. So right now he's doing personal chef stuff. We're like, we just started. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But there's a bunch of people doing stuff like that, right? Like small intimate dinners where they like want a chef to come over and cook for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's like the closest you get to like somebody doing it all for you. And it's not just delivery every time, you know?
It's got to be, I mean, a terrible, terrible time to like have a restaurant, but like, if you can survive, or if you're like somebody that still like feels passionate about having a restaurant when this is over, I feel like there's going to be a boom. Everybody misses the hell out of it.
I'm
like never going to eat at home again after I'm vaccinated.
Yeah. We were saying that with tourism, like before we realized how long this was going to last for, but we were like, people are going to be dying to travel. So it's going to be crazy to see like how that industry like completely took a dive and then just hopefully comes back quickly. You know,
my wanderlust is in like overdrive right now. Sometimes on my phone, I just go to Google, like Google Maps, and I search random places. Like I was looking at photos of Tibet last night.
Where's going to be the first place you go?
Oh, wow. I love that question.
Tulum?
Yeah, they're putting in an airport. 2023, there's going to be an airport.
That's
cool. I'm like, it might be perfect timing by the time this is over. Who knows?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
I hope I didn't just put that in the universe.
So Tulum, is that your final answer?
Me or Jake? Because I answer for Jake as a joke.
No, I'm gonna go to Iceland. I like to go to Iceland like every other year. I miss my Icelandic brethren. So I'm going to go back there.
Yeah. What about you guys?
I honestly, like the last time I was international was in the second grade, and I feel like I need to do more international. However, I've also really liked traveling the States in the last few years. So I feel like, I mean, Hawaii could be fun. Every day I look at my Southwest points and I'm like, I could go to Hawaii twice right now. But
that's awesome.
Yeah. So hopefully something like that. I would like to go back to Nashville too. I went there and it was so fun.
Yeah.
I really want to go to Nashville maybe next year.
Yeah. I also went with like college girlfriends who are ready to like do Broadway, and that's all they wanted to do all weekend. And I am like, I mean, I'm very much a foodie. So I was like, I had a whole list of restaurants that we wanted to go to, and we did not go to one.
Try different
not
cakes.
One. Not
that's
one.
That's really frustrating. Yeah. Did you get to try any like Nashville hot chicken, or do you eat meat?
I do. On the last day we were like watching a Nebraska game in a bar, and there it was like the only other thing on the menu that was like Nashville-ish was this hot chicken. And let me tell you, I don't think that was the stuff. Like, I don't think it was legit.
It's got bar food.
Because it wasn't that good, but it was a good time.
It was at a Rocco's. Satellite location. Angie, what about you? First place you want to travel?
First place. Well, I had to cancel a trip to Italy, so I would like to do that. But I think Mexico is probably more attainable. I normally, go to Iceland every other year. I normally every year at least go to Mexico once. So
do you have a favorite
easy to get
city?
To. I mean, the only places I've really been are Cabo and Tulum. So Cabo's just so easy from LA. Yeah. It's like a 2.5 hour flight. And but I really do like Tulum a lot. But I think Mexico, I would like to be like on the beach, someone making me cocktails.
I'll get George on retainer for you.
My last trip, the last trip I took right before lockdown was to Sayulita, Mexico. And it was incredible. And I still go there in my head some nights.
I would like to go there as well. I've heard
good things about Mexico City too, that it's from like a cultural standpoint, less like beachy.
Yeah, good food.
We went to Mexico City for Marty's like 34th birthday, maybe.
Right.
And
didn't you get food poisoning?
Yeah, I got food poisoning. And
awesome.
Also, I think we went to like McDonald's or Burger King at least once.
Marty.
I think on Marty's actual birthday, he got a tattoo. Me and Amir were not allowed to go there. So we just walked to a Starbucks. And then the day before that, we went to a mall. So I think I need to go back to Mexico City. I didn't experience.
Yeah, this does not sound like the...
You ran errands.
Yeah, I'm confused.
It was bizarre. But we did go to one really good bakery for breakfast, and then one really good restaurant where I got food poisoning. And then that was kind of the last thing I remember.
Sounds like the experience.
Yeah. But I still want to travel, you know?
I really want to go to Japan. That's like the first big trip.
Oh, I would love to go to Japan. Yeah.
I have a group of friends. We did an Ireland, Scotland, Amsterdam trip after we graduated and just hosteled it for 10 days, different city every day. Stressful as hell, but really fun. And like so many great stories when you're at that pace on a vacation, which is like, I don't always love, but with those people, it's easy. So I want to do that in Japan. And then, but in terms of like a really kind of attainable thing, I want to go to Montana this summer.
That's amazing.
For a week.
Like Montana, Idaho, all those places that you just really were like, what is there? And then all of a sudden everyone's on these gorgeous, like big cabin vacations.
It's the Mayer effect. It's the John Mayer effect.
Probably. Yeah.
Have you been to Montana?
Yeah, I've been to Big Sky once to ski, and that was where I learned how to ski. Not a great place to learn, but it's kind of like trial by fire.
Why is it just super hard?
Super steep.
So yeah it's like a big mountain. So, yeah.
Yeah. But it's so beautiful. Such a good like energy. Like it's very relaxed. All right, we're still in the middle of this segment. Here we go. Ditching gyms.
Nah. You want
to
go back to the gym?
I would like to go back.
Go back.
I miss it.
Not to the gym, but I like doing classes. Like, that's the only
classes
way.
Classes, for sure.
Oh,
I used to.
I'm missing that.
I used to, like, hate the treadmill. I'm a long-distance runner, and, like, now running
Running there was something about Shackle. There was always, I was like, is it a endurance?
It's the endurance. She's an endurance athlete.
It's endurance. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's about the only claim to athleticism I have. There's zero coordination going on at all. But now, if I want to run anything over like a mile, 2 miles, there's nowhere you can go that you're like able to be unmasked and free for that long of a distance. So I'm like, damn, I could use a treadmill like in a garage somewhere, so just bust out like 5 real quick or something. But I'm like dying without
5 miles real quick.
Listen, last year I had a Snapchat memory the other day that was like 10 miles done. And I was like, I don't even know her anymore. Like
you should race Marty. That as soon as lockdown's over, we got to have you race
and
Marty.
Danny.
Yeah.
Don't worry. When is the HR person coming on again?
You can definitely beat Marty.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know.
I walk turkey trots, if that tells you anything about my thoughts and body's thoughts on running is. I got a set of dumbbells. I think, Jake, didn't you do that too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's been a game changer for me.
Yeah.
I'm never going back to the gym just to lift. I got the adjustable dumbbells and a bench for like $200 off eBay or Amazon or something. And me and George just use them together. And it's like, because my gym was really expensive. It was like $50 a month. And like the motivation to get in the car, drive to the gym and then work out and then drive back. I'm like, I'm not going to go.
I've had but such better
like,
workouts.
You have no excuse.
I've had such better workouts at home than I ever had at the
really?
Gym. My gym smelled awful.
Generally.
It was crowded. You had to wait for everything. The music was bad. It was just like cheap. But at home, I miss the rock climbing gym. That's something you can't
do. Yeah.
That's, you can't do that at home.
No,
you go ahead, please. What do you feel?
I feel like I might have had like the blissful. I can't. I feel
Jack,
that.
You stared her down.
I'm curious.
I've never seen you angrier.
I had like the very non-traditional, non-sticky gym experience. It was free. It was at the top of our U.S. Bank Tower building downtown. So like every morning I was like above the clouds.
I know that building.
Oh my God. And there was there's a gym up there.
There was maybe like three other people there at a time. So I miss it a lot. And my motivation was
insane.
I would beat traffic. I would go in early and just beat it. Yeah. So this was, that was, that's probably why I missed
the gym.
How are we
going to make the new HeadGum office worthy of this? Like, you're going to be a little bit better commute, but there's no gym. There's no
if
anything.
If we don't have a fucking sky deck, Shackle's not going to be impressed.
Yeah, you were at the top of L.A.
Listen.
Didn't that place have a pool, too? Did it have a pool? Is there a pool?
It had a pool. It had, like...
It had a pool?
No.
What?
Oh, okay. All right. No, no,
like,
now you're good. Yeah.
What am I missing?
Angie never went to that gym.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, I could deal without the downtown smells, though. So, like, that'll be how we make up for it. It might not have a gym, but there won't be pee scents everywhere when you walk outside at lunchtime, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Angie, you said classes. What kind of classes are for you?
Pilates, which is on a machine, so I don't have a machine here. I miss that. And then I have started running again, so that's one upside. And because before I didn't have time in the morning, I didn't have time after work, so that's been nice. But I do miss like having that kind of equipment and having a teacher. Yeah. I'm way more motivated when a teacher's telling me to do
something.
Do you ever try like the online classes? Because I take the Peloton online stuff, and like I find that to be more motivating. Because I never liked in-person classes. I liked going to the gym and doing my own thing. But then at home, I'm like, I'm not going to work out at home unless someone yells at me. So I have someone yell at me there.
No, I do. I do like the streaming classes for sure. I think those are great. Yeah. I live on the second floor. So the jumping thing, that's a little hard. He's never complained, but
I was going to say,
I could imagine you feel bad. that'd be pretty annoying.
Yeah.
I try to not, but I also am like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, this is just the situation. I've got to jump. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I only jump for like 40 minutes a day. And the rest of the time, I'm not jumping at all. I'm sitting in this chair.
Just you can deal with a half hour of me doing burpees.
Jumping around.
Mm-hmm. All right. Last one. The Drew Barrymore Show.
Nah.
I have not watched it. However, the SNL skits about it make me feel like it's probably really interesting. And maybe not for the reason she wants it to be.
I just saw a preview for it, so I can't. I abstain. I have to abstain. I love
it's
Drew.
Just
America
clips
loves
of
Drew.
That. America loves Barrymore.
Yeah.
I see clips of it out on Twitter, and it's always because Meg Stalter responds to them because people are like, "Oh, this is just a real life Meg Stalter bit," and it's Drew Barrymore being earnest, but it's like a character that Meg Stalter would do, and it brought me a lot of joy. I guess it's not as ubiquitous as I thought.
Yeah, I know nothing about it.
But you still decided, nah. Like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Well, HBO Max shackled it.
Oh,
for
did
three
they?
Seasons, actually. Yeah.
Oh,
renewed
wow.
The bish, so.
I am liking HBO Max.
I think that they're fine.
Let's have you not be so antagonistic towards the guests, right?
I wasn't. I was...
You really kept it on the rails this entire episode. I'm mostly impressed.
Yes, thank you.
we fully appreciate it.
Yeah, well, right up until the very last minute where you attacked Angie for not being into the Drew Barrymore show for some reason. That's what set you off.
Well, here's the thing. You guys came on in August, and like Danny came on, I think, even later. But somehow Danny ended up on the show first, and I was like, well, we got to get everybody on at least once, even if it's like 10 minutes before you guys leave.
Before they are they quitting?
Yeah,
Amir's
what?
Amir has left the show. Not the office, the
show.
Oh,
I see.
Amir leaves the show sometimes 10 minutes into the record.
I see.
Do you guys have anything to plug, social media or any projects that you're working within the network or outside the network?
Not quite. We could... Plug the personal chef if you need a personal chef.
Yeah. Yes,
come
plug,
sous chef. I don't hear.
Oh, I have one. If you need or trying to adopt a dog.
Yes.
Really? Are you trying to get your dog up for adoption?
No, I'm fostering a dog. If you would like
my God.
A chihuahua.
He has
he's
a cone.
She's so cute. I didn't know she was in a cone, Angie.
Oh my God, that dog is adorable.
Cute.
So
if you live in Los Angeles,
Jeff, take
DM me, take
a screenshot. We can post.
I'm recording
it somewhere. Okay,
I'm recording.
Great.
We'll post.
Yeah, this dog is too fucking cute.
Yeah, I just got her.
If you live in the Southern California area, and need a chihuahua with a cone.
So she's looking for a home. What's her deal?
Chihuahua with a cone.
She's looking for a home. They don't really know. They found a bunch of dogs. Like, I think they said on a property. I don't know exactly the backstory, but it's through a rescue. And she just got fixed, which is why she has the cone. Today's her first day actually, like, being active and, like, walking around. Before, I thought I was doing something wrong. She wouldn't eat. She wouldn't move. Oh. But I think she was just recovering.
Yeah, yeah.
So if anyone's looking for a chihuahua.
Baby.
What's her name?
Noelle. I think they named her because of Christmas, I'm assuming.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That's cute.
Yeah.
She's
warming up. We'll
Someone
see.
In LA is about to get a really sweet deal. An amazing dog and a personal chef.
Wait, what's a personal chef?
Okay, it's slickmarket.online/personal chef experience. This must be what it feels like when you're reading ads, huh, Jake?
And, oh, yeah.
For that matter.
No, because it's a lot harder to
like
promote
a dark
something.
Web address.
It's a lot harder to promote something you care about. Like when I read ads, I'm totally detached. But if I'm like, oh no, I really want someone to listen to me, that's it's always hard. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, if you go there and you hire him, maybe I will guest appearances sous chef.
Hell yeah.
That's a big promise. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to the HeadGum Podcast this entire year also. Happy New Year to everybody.
That's right.
And we'll see you guys again next week.
Jesus, did I stay on for the entire episode? That's unheard of.
That was a HeadGum Original.